Well, Sal, let's just take this. Let's backtrack a few months, and let's talk about how we're going to bring everybody up to speed. January 31st, the Houston Comets, or Hilton Koch, was announced as the new owner of the WNBA's Houston Comets, and in his speech, one of the many people he thanked was you for being a mentor and helping him through the process of mining the Comets. Since that point, as far as I can tell, you are no longer a part of the Comets, so that's one thing we're going to discuss. But let's just start with you about how you became involved in the Comets, and then we'll take from there and elaborate on whether you're with the Comets today. So that's the first thing first. How did you get involved initially?
Okay. First thing, I do want to send a greeting out to some of the most knowledgeable basketball people in the country, and that's the readers at Around the Ball Review, Women's, and WNBA blog. It's a little known fact that various front office personnel around the league read Around the Ball Review and wait to see what some of the respondents will say, you know, in terms of how we look at things and make our decisions. But the Comets thing really started back in October when we knew for sure that Les Alexander was going to sell the team. In prior years, we know he had made advances towards to the NBA about selling the Comets the previous year, but it really became conclusive last fall that he was going to put the team up for sale last October. So when that was announced, that's when I began to organize a group of investors. My goal was to make the Comets the first women and minority-owned franchise, but there was such a short time frame, we couldn't really organize as fast as we needed to support the league's deadline or Les Alexander's goal on selling a team. So slowly but surely, some of the candidates started backing down from the deal. And I personally approached Tad Brown, CEO of the Rockets, and Rafael Stone, the team council, and had my own appointment to lead an investment team to buy the Comets. So my first initiative with the Comets was not with Hilton, but another group. Later in the game, when it appeared that Hilton at the time was with Dennis of C&D Scrap Metal, later in the game when it didn't appear that there would be a likely buyer, is when I went for advice to Reggie Dixon, a former Harlem Globetrotter player and coach, to ask him what he knew or what his opinion was on the Comets situation. So I went out to his office, and lo and behold, the phone rang, and Hilton was on the other line. And Reggie had been telling me, well, you got to really get to meet, you got to get to know Hilton, and I think he's going to really be interested. So we kind of started off there. Reggie asked Hilton, hey, Hilton, you want to buy a basketball team? And Hilton responded, well, you want to coach a basketball team? And he says, well, I got, Daryl Linden here. He's a good friend of mine that really knows a lot about women's professional basketball and sports business. I'd like you to meet him. So that being said, Reggie and I hopped in the car and got on the Beltway. So as I was saying, Reggie Dixon and I hopped in a car and drove out to Hilton's store last October, beginning of October, and we met Hilton. I met Hilton. I briefly only met him before. We shook hands and went over to Piccadilly Restaurant close to Hilton's store, and we proceeded to sit there for several hours until it was about an hour and a half after the restaurant had closed that security finally came up to us and told us we had to leave. But I took that opportunity to show Hilton the brief business plan that I had drawn up of what I thought the Comets purchase would it would take, and as well as the initial outline of the business plan and marketing plan to kind of show him my view of what it would take for the Comets to be successful both financially as well as on the court. So we spent 4 hours talking that day, and we left with a handshake agreement between the three of us to meet again soon. So that's kind of how it all started last fall.